listened to every single podcast on oneofus.net. What do I do now?
Well, first of all, how is that even possible? But secondly, I think I have a solution for you, Chris.
There can be no solution, Brian.
There is a solution, and that solution is our newest sponsor, Audible.com. Guys, if you haven't tried Audible.com, now is the perfect time to do that. We're talking about content that includes over 150,000 audio programs. We're talking about books on digital, audio dramas, broadcasters, magazine and newspaper publishers, all the greatest stuff you can possibly imagine in one place just for you.
Okay, that actually does sound pretty good.
Doesn't that sound great? And you know what? I'm going to make it sound even greater, Chris, because they are officially, Audible is officially one of our sponsors here at oneofus.net. And as a special gift to you guys, Audible is giving away a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link at the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus.
You mean to say that by clicking on audible.com and downloading their free book, they make sure by listening to that audio that we keep making more audio as well?
That's right, and the cycle continues. About this film, I said to Chris, this better not be us watching people on a Google chat for 90 minutes. And you know what? I was wrong. It was 80.
Yeah.
It was 80 minutes long.
So there is something good about this film.
There is something good about this film. It ends fairly quickly.
It didn't always feel like it was ending quite quickly enough.
It's the longest 80-minute movie you'll ever see.
Yeah, it is.
I was going to say, they renamed this film several times, from Offline to Cybernatural to finally Unfriended, but they should have called it Will You Hurry Up and Kill These Whiny Bitches Already.
Yeah. That's a really long URL for the website, though. I think they just kind of cut it down.
It is. Anyway, we are the Unusual Suspects. I'm Chris.
Sam.
Brian.
And Michael.
And we are reviewing the latest film from the Blumhouse stable, Unfriended, that takes the second film I'm aware of to take the conceit of the whole movie just being somebody's laptop screen, right, watching communications between them and someone else.
There was a festival movie.
Open Windows.
No. There was another one.
I
can't remember the name of it, but it was like, it had to do with like discovering this human trafficking hostile situation. Anyway, it's not worth mentioning. The point is, it's been done before.
Yeah, and this is definitely an attempt. Whereas I would say I haven't seen the other one you're talking about. Open Windows was trying to appeal to more of like a art genre house crowd, you know, like still genre, but like more of a, you know, a festival crowd. This is appealing to 15-year-olds who communicate entirely through chat rooms.
Here's
in the
thing
first place.
I felt like while it was geared towards 15-year-olds who may use Skype, I think it's actually appealing towards 50-year-olds
who want to see 15-year-olds
aren't sure how the internet works. those are the people who are sitting watching the movie going, yeah, that seems logical. Wait,
there are two points to back this up. One, teasing getting high school girls naked, something
sure.
only creepy
which made me feel so creepy
that go
right.
see these type of movies sure. intentionally would do, and B, a character has to explain what a troll
okay,
is.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was my big problem, is that we watch her be savvy on Instagram, on Skype, on all of these services, and then someone says, it's probably a troll, and she goes, what's a troll? It's like, but no, makes no sense.
Every once in a while, and not to shirk what this movie may not do right, but there are some like horrendously glaring oversights, like the troll part. I don't know if you guys noticed that there is a point in the film where the chat window gets truncated and part of the chat that they had is just gone.
Yeah.
They come back to it. There's a scene, it's not really a spoiler, but there's a conversation and it proceeds past a certain point, and then she checks Facebook, goes back to the conversation, and it's back to replies. And I was like, how would you make that mistake? It's just a window. You don't even need to alter anything. Also, this
I love
film,
that that's your biggest problem with this movie.
No, my biggest problem is that apparently it takes place in an alternate universe where wedding proposals get 11 million views, but a backflipping cat gets 5,400. I don't know if you caught that on the sidebar on YouTube.
What else was there to look at?
That might have been an intentional in-joke. Yeah. Who knows? But the story here, such as it is, we're seeing this through the laptop of a character named Blair, who is communicating with her friends Jess, Val, Ken, Adam and Mitch through a video chat room, and someone mysterious starts popping up in their chat room and that they can't get rid of, that seems to be identified as a former friend of theirs named Laura Barnes, who a year ago exactly killed themselves in response to a viral video that was posted of them at a party who passed out drunk with poop in their pants.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so much for those lingering shots of shit in a girl's pants.
It's a poopy pants video.
It is a poopy pants video.
This Unfriended is because it's a poopy pants
video.
Which,
for the record, you
That's
kids...
What this is. Let's
that
just,
was the third yeah. title they settled on. Poopy pants, the movie.
The idea is she killed herself because it got spread around and all the people were going, oh, you should kill yourself.
I mean, she looked really comatose when she had that. She shit her pants. She's like...
Good night.
You know, for the record, you guys out there, I just want to say, you know, like, if you do something that embarrassing and you're at a party and you're drunk and it gets caught on tape and goes around, you have one solution left that's not killing yourself. It's just fucking own it.
Own it, man. I've been doing it for years.
Dude, just fucking own it. You were drunk.
If I killed myself over every embarrassing drunk video of me on the internet, I'd be dead like 50 times.
I've got like 30 of them, O'Brien. You guys haven't even seen.
Yeah, let's not post those. But you know what? Just right out of the gate, right, the very first right problem I have with this movie,
okay,
the girl who kills herself in the beginning looks nothing like the actual girl who they keep showing for the rest of the film.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's supposedly her. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look like the girl who killed herself. So problem numero uno. Secondly, so let me get this straight, ghost of this dead girl. You're a ghost. You're on a different spiritual plane, and you apparently have superpowers, and all you're doing to them is essentially what a hacker could do.
You're sending memes via Skype.
And that's, it's like, wait, yeah, why is it
moves.
Why aren't we seeing shit move on its own? Why is there not like fucking like faces coming out of these screens? There's nothing.
Well, there's
literally all she's doing, all this ghost is doing, is what a hacker could already do.
Well, that's the thing, is like, despite all the other things that are like minor flaws, the biggest flaw of this film is that ultimately there's nothing scary about it.
Right.
There's it's supposed to be a ghost manipulating these people. They set it up earlier. She's checking this unexplained mysteries type website. Oh, never talk to dead people who try and contact you online because they'll possess you and try and make you kill
yourself.
Was that
a Reddit article? How did she find that so quickly?
That doesn't... I read a lot of paranormal stuff to for writing inspiration, and I've never seen anything that makes that
clear. Can I grab the status bar on this movie and move it back to that point so I know what the fuck is going on, and then immediately move it all the way to the end?
But it's like, it's a ghost. You can do whatever it wants. Brian, you brought up an interesting thing. Like, you keep seeing her Facebook page, and why not throw in little Easter eggs, like, where, like, you know, her face is looking down in her profile in the very next picture. The time we look at it, her eyes are looking up, but the exact same pictures. Little stuff like that.
That's what I said. I was talking to Chris. I was like, that's a missed opportunity, because at least then we would know definitively that this is something supernatural. And then that last shot of the movie, which I'm not going to say what it is, but you can probably fucking guess, would not seem so completely unearned.
It's not even much of a shot, really.
No.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's the fucking, it's that same thing they do in all movies like this. And it's like, it's not even earned, because for all we know, this is not even a ghost. You keep referring to that article as your proof that it's a ghost, but we really don't have any evidence until that last shot, which makes it so hokey. Just saying.
I was hoping, like, maybe she would take, like, she would, for that last shot, she would, like, take a shit on her. And that's her revenge. Like,
one ghost, two girls, one cup.
Yeah, like, turns into that. Like,
Human Centipede 4, Ghost Human Centipede.
Inhuman Centipede. Yeah, I would have liked that better than this.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true that you would.
No, I wouldn't. No, no.
I would have loved it.
No. Where was the button? Where was the little X button in the top corner of the movie theater screen that we could just be like, no, click away, click away.
Well, the ghost wouldn't let you do it. Anyway.
Although I did call that there was going to be an ad in the middle of the movie.
Sure.
I totally made that joke. I was like, well, it'd be funny if there was an ad in the middle of the movie. And there's totally an ad in the middle of the movie.
Not a real one, mind you, but...
Still. That's the best part of this film, I think, is like, it has little moments of humor that work, you know, the music coming in, those moments worked. It's unfortunate that the cast is doing their best to be as natural as possible, but not actually being natural at all.
These are kids that were shown Mumblegore movies, but didn't quite understand what Mumblecore or Mumblegore was.
Right.
So it's like,
So just be like a jackass? It's like, no, god damn it. You know, just shoot it. We'll fix it in post.
Ultimately, this has a lot of the same problems that most found footage films have. And make no mistake, we're watching a found footage movie. Right. Yeah. Just divided up.
Or like a downloaded footage
movie. Yeah, it's a final footage film that someone's still editing on Final Cut.
That's the other thing, too. So when the ad is going through, like at the end of the ad, if you watch, like suddenly she's in the ad. And I'm like, oh, you're a ghost. And one of your other superpowers, Photoshop, apparently.
Well,
she's a good graphic designer. I'll give her that. She's got her branding going.
This new generation of kids, I mean, they live online, so they die online.
Can you imagine the seance in this movie, though? Spirits, if you're with us, send us a flash video. Like this movie. No, I do not like this movie.
Yeah, I think same what you're saying is like the comedy, there's moments where you're like, okay, glimpses. That's glimmers of what could have made this a pretty entertaining movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even the premise is not, like, I'm not saying there's anything necessarily wrong with the premise.
Right.
You could have made this a scary film. I think you totally could have. But we never see anything. I mean, even when it gets to where, the kids are going to kill themselves, there's such a big lead up when we know exactly the moment it's going to happen.
It's the first film I've ever seen uses buffering as a plot device.
Was that Buffering the Teen Slayer?
Yes, exactly.
It's just, it doesn't even know how to be scary, this film. I mean, even the jump scares are, by very conceit, don't work because they're like, oh, suddenly a window popped up and made a noise. Dude, this whole movie is nothing but windows popping up and making noise. So having an extraneous one, I didn't even notice until afterwards. Oh, wait, that was supposed to be a jump scare.
Oh, yeah.
They're not jump scares. They're pop-up scares.
I mean, why not do more stuff with, like, why not see when someone's going to die something behind them for a second or something?
That's not good enough for me. I think the reason they don't do that is because that seems like the obvious device in the movie.
Right.
And I think that deep down, they're trying to do something original here. And it's not necessarily with the plot. I think that they think that the device of the film, the way that it's being told, is a really interesting and creative way to tell this story. It's just unfortunate that by the very nature of being on a laptop computer, and this goes for just anybody in the entire world who's ever spent 82 minutes on a laptop computer, 70% of that time you're fucking bored.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. And that's the case with this film. It's just, you're sitting, you're very deliberately sitting watching a computer. When I'm sitting online for 80 minutes, it's not because I'm really excited. I'm never sitting there just having a really, really enthralling, thrilling time.
Okay, that's the age difference. That's where the age difference comes in, because I do know that is something now that, like, kids are literally doing. They will get home from school and they will spend all of their time doing exactly that. So I'm with you. I'm bored when I'm either working or I'm bored online, but I also have, like, friends in the real world, so I don't feel the need to converse all day, every day with people online.
I hate that one of the things I hated the most about this movie, though, was that it filled out a lot of its running time by just having the girl be slow to do what she's doing on the computer.
Yeah,
like, I'm very gonna circle around the send button before. What the fuck, man?
It's definitely, it's funny because it's kind of the other side of when you're texting somebody or chatting with somebody and you see the typing bubble and it goes away 6 or 7 times and you go, seriously, just respond to this question. And I guess that's the film shedding light on what that looks like from the other side. Somebody going, okay, ghost, here's my answer.
In the absence of plot or dialogue, let me just, like, erase and retype and erase and retype what I'm thinking. Like, that's literally what that was. Like,
sure, it's because the thought process, because there's no facial.
Exactly.
You can't, you can't use any other device to expose the interior thoughts of a character other than literally writing it out. I mean, this is a step between a script and a film.
Yeah.
Half the time.
In fact, I think if someone had put this out as a, like, a chance to promote themselves by making a hoax video.
Or an ARG or something.
Yeah, would have been like, wow, I would have sent this to my friends. Like, a little 10-minute version of this would have been like, hey, is this real? This is fucked up. That would have been really cool. But 80 minutes, even as short as that is still way too long to make you sit in your seat forced to watch this thing. And the movie even knows it. It does everything possible to stretch its running time out to get you to this point. And then there's no real payoff. Nothing happens that the movie doesn't promise you is going to happen from the very first, quote, scare, end quote.
It's like watching a file download, but the title of the file is right there. Like, you know what's coming.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, it's like you know what's going to happen at the end of that countdown. Literally, the countdown to the scare that happens multiple times in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guys, they played, what's it called? Never Have I Ever. That was like...
It's like a glimpse into my life.
They are, you know?
Well, that's the thing. It's like them forcing these kids to play Never Have I Ever in, like, you know... Something that maybe if it was part of a TV series with characters that we cared about and they were revealing things that, oh, put everything we've seen before in question, it would have meant something. But with these people we've spent very little time with and don't really know or care about their background together, who gives a fuck who slept with who and did what?
That's when you start to see how kind of bad these actors are when they get all emotional. And you're like, all right, you guys, you're clearly showing that you have very little skill in terms of actually, like... character development or anything like that.
I'm going to say the one thing I might defend this movie a little bit about is that I didn't think the actors were that terrible. Yeah, they're young and inexperienced.
Not only that, but I realized as we were sitting here, it is fucking like, and I'm not saying that I'm any kind of an actor. I did it for a very short time. But Sam, I'm sure you can attest to this.
As the proper actor.
As the actual actor in the room.
Yes, I can tell you whatever you need to know.
Half of acting
is... I like Alec Guinness.
That was good.
Yeah.
Half of acting is playing off of somebody else. And this is a movie where everyone is in their own room and don't even... I'm guessing when they filmed it, weren't even looking at each other.
Right.
Yeah. So it's immensely hard for young actors with no one else to play off of to manage to carry it. And I think they did a pretty good job for what they had. They weren't intolerable, but they also weren't given a hell of a lot.
The biggest acting problems in here felt like they were script-based, not necessarily the actor's fault, where like these characters flying off the handle when there's... you're like, why are you freaking out already?
Well, I think that's when the movie... What I meant was like when I think the movie starts to really just get unwatchable. Not unwatchable, but when, you know, they get in... It's like a lot of found footage movies when they actually get into the heat of the moment. Like, people start to... they get terrified, you know, like very stereotypically terrified, but like they lost all that naturalism they had from earlier. Because that's kind of my favorite part is the setup a lot of times, because I just know it's going to let me down later. I just know it.
Well, let's go to final thoughts and start with you, Sam.
I think I liked it a little bit better than you guys did. I think it's like half of a good movie. Like, there's parts, like, I can appreciate this film. It has, like, a good sense of humor, I think. And it understands pacing. Like, I didn't mind the whole, like, mundaneness of her scrolling around and stuff like that. I thought, like, in better hands, this could have been really good. And it could have been a lot worse. I give it 5 out of 10. Darn!
That sound does happen a lot,
and you'll understand when you watch the movie.
Michael,
I didn't think I was so. Here's basically the thesis of how I felt about this movie is that it should have been a lot worse.
True.
I feel like the basic premise and the setup and everything going on just on paper for this movie should have been an utter disaster, and I don't know whether it's by blind luck or somebody somewhere pulling the right strings from the beginning to the end of the film, but it still kind of, it held together, maybe not as a great film, but it did hold together as a film. The dynamic of the mechanic for what they're using isn't appealing, and in most cases it's annoying, and I think takes a lot away from what the movie could be doing. I think that it's a dynamic they could use, but I don't think it's something that I don't want to be. I don't like the idea of staring at the computer the whole time. And I think that there are scenes in the movie, particularly the scene with the printers, that I thought were legitimately decent points in the film. I mean, I didn't love it. I liked it better than something like, say, Ouija, which I just felt was phoned in from the beginning to the end.
Agreed.
I felt like there was a part of this where somebody along the line actually felt like they could turn this into something that mattered. So I agree with Sam. In the right hands, this could have been a much better movie. However, that's not the case. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 Brian touching me down there.
Brian, while you're down there, won't you go ahead and do yours?
I did not like this movie. I would not share it with anyone. It did not make me LOL or WTF. I would upvote the kills. They were certified fresh. But the premise is not supported by this file type, and that's where the critical error occurred. New tab. It is an 80-minute flick with a lot of lag. Skip. Oh, 4 out of 10 puns about computers.
I don't have anything clever to say like Brian did.
That's why I should have gone last.
Sorry. I didn't know what you were doing on your phone. I think we're all more or less on the same page here. I think that this is a failed experiment, but an interesting one. It's definitely failed, though. Let me emphasize that. It doesn't work, but it should have worked, as you said, Michael, so much less than it does. Yeah. It should have been like, turn it off after 10 minutes. This is it should have been a film that you can't see anyone even producing in the first place.
There's a scene, just to that point, Chris, there's a scene early in the movie where one of the kids, the quote-unquote funny guy, is like, the two girls are fighting, and he literally says, "Someone come get me when this is over." And I laughed because I'm like, me too!
There's not like a moment in the film where you roll your eyes and go, come on, at least there wasn't for me. It was just, on the whole, there were mistakes made that made it not scary, or the characters aren't sympathetic enough, or it's just not as funny as it should be. Like, overall, it needed another pass. It needed someone else to take... with a better knowledge of horror films and a better sense of humor to take a pass at it and go, if we punch this up, this might actually appeal to a wider audience. As it is, apparently it's appealing to some audience. It's 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Let's not talk about
whatever that's worth. Yeah. But I thought that, like, this is one of those four dedicated fans only who want to be part of the conversation because it's Blumhouse Productions, which means we're probably going to get another one.
Yeah, it's really crowded in that Blumhouse right now.
It really is. Mm. Maybe if you're in your early 20s or teens and you are one of these people that spends all their time online chatting in video rooms with your friends, I could see this having a different effect. As for me, I was really just mainly bored through most of this film. I'm actually going to give it 3 out of 10 crashed apps.
Is it just me, or has Blumhouse been making a lot of mediocre movies lately?
He has gone from the guy we're interested to see everything that he puts out, that he produces, to the guy that we're kind of starting to dread everything that he's putting out.
Blumhouse in the middle of the road.
Guys, here's a premise I think should come next. It's a podcast, and people are slowly getting ripped away from the podcast one by one.
That actually happens when we do a long podcast and I've been drinking.
Oh, well, next time.
Next time.